Chairman, my name is Asnawi Ali and I represent Aceh Sumatra National Liberation Front, or ASNL. Aceh is located at the northern tip of island Sumatra and has been in conflict with Indonesia since its creation after the Second World War. In the wake of the Boxing Day tsunami, the Free Aceh Movement and Indonesia signed a peace deal that ended the 30-year military conflict. Last August, Aceh marked the 12th-year anniversary of the armed conflict's end, but the authority have shown little interest in addressing past injustice and full reparation to tens of thousands of victims, especially for young people. Relating to the above mentioned background and in line with Security Council Resolution 2250/2015, with reference to the Amman Declaration on Youth, Peace, Security and Stability, I would like to draw the attention of this forum on minority youth and its challenges in Indonesia, especially in my homeland, Aceh. Youth today are the leader of tomorrow, they say. That is very true indeed. But looking at the situation around the world that young people are facing today is really worrisome. Not only what is happening in conflict-ridden countries such as in the Middle East, but also is in the so-called stable third world countries such as Indonesia. Due to this and some other reasons, such as unresolved gross violation of human rights by military during the conflicts. Furthermore, the young generation is faced with even more fatal problem today, namely drug abuses. The drug business is relating mostly to a lucrative business of the Indonesian security forces, military and the police, financing its operations. This was comprehensively reported by international organizations such as Human Rights Watch Transnational Institute. Therefore, we urge all stakeholders to recognize and implement the four key areas of the declaration, especially point number two, recognition and support of youth networks, organizations, and individual initiatives in preventing violence and violent extremism and promoting peace.